theme song from Degrassi High, one of the many incarnations of the popular series. Stefan Brogren began his acting career as Snake on Degrassi Junior High when he was just 13 years old. 30 years later, he's still playing Snake. He's now the principal at Degrassi. And in Degrassi Next Class, which premieres tonight, he'll also be behind the camera as the show's director. Stefan is with me in studio to talk about this show, its legacy, why it matters today. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
This is a show that's been around for 3.5 decades.
Yeah.
What does Degrassi, do you think, mean to people who have watched it, not even from the very beginning, but have kind of dipped in and out?
You know, I think it's different for depending what age you are. If you catch the show maybe a couple years younger than the characters in the show, you're maybe curious or terrified about what high school is going to be all about, and you're watching with a curiosity that way. I think when you're in that age group, I think you're sort of going, this is what my peers are going through. Oh my God, I wish I had those friends, or I wish I had someone to talk to about the things I'm going through. I think you look back as a 30-year-old and look back and go, oh my God, I can't believe I survived those years. I think there's a lot of ways to look at Degrassi that are very entertaining.
When you were 13 and you started into this, did you have a sense as to what the show would be?
Not at all. I think we all thought we had a really cool summer job. And, you know, at the time, you have to realize there was not a lot of teen television going on at the time. There were no 90210s or Dawson's Creeks or whatever incantation that you can think of. At that time, you really had it was more of a... let's say a Leave It to Beaver sort of type of show where the father would come in and say, well, you know, what's the problem, Beav? I'll figure it out for you. Yeah. And, so we knew we were in something, we knew we were dealing with something that was pretty cool because it was our characters trying to figure it out for ourselves without the help of an adult most of the time. And that felt original, but I don't think we actually knew that it was going to catch on the way it did.
What was it like when you were 13, 14, 15 and it caught on?
It's a slow burn to realize that you can go to Winnipeg and people will know who you are. You know, it's sort of like it was one of those things. I don't think we saw it coming. Yeah. And, you know, I think for me, the big realization that this show had become something that was bigger than all of us was when I actually, when we finished Degrassi Junior High, mm-hmm. I went away to school in the States. And at that point, the show had gone into reruns. So there was a bunch of kids that were watching it at 5 o'clock every day when they got home from school. And by the time I came back, Degrassi had turned into something completely different. It was a monster now. It was big when we were on the air, but it had become even bigger. And that was one of those things where I think when we thought the show was going to end with Degrassi High, that we would have just, you know, the show would sort of disappear. And that was our moment, guys. Yeah. And it just got bigger and bigger.
Not just here, like all around the world.
All around the world. It was, we were literally in like 57 countries at one point, yeah, all at the same time. And we've always been fairly big all around the world. So it's, you know, there's something to be said about if you tell truthful stories about growing up, you're going to respond to it no matter where you are.
How often now, if you are out, do people come up and say, Snake?
It happens every day. Every day, you know. I think sometimes it takes them. They're a little softer about it during, you know, in the afternoon. But if I'm out with friends and they've had a, you know, a cocktail or two, they're more willing to come up and say hello. It's funny though. I always sort of have my guard up when that happens. And, you know, I'll have a guy that comes up. I think, oh, he's had one too many. And he's like, hey, you're from Degrassi, right? And I'm like, yeah. He said, I want you to know, you really changed my life when I was growing up. I'm like, oh, that's amazing. He's like, I had a really bad experience, whatever that might be, and how he was a heartfelt experience with Degrassi where he made some choices or felt he wasn't so alone. This is like a 35-year-old banker.
So what does that say to you? I mean, again, it celebrity's fascinating, and it's neat that people still recognize mm-hmm. you and you're associated with a character, but you did change people's lives through the show.
I mean, all I know is that was Linda Schuyler's intent off the top of making the show, was that she felt that there wasn't enough material for young people to talk about what was really going on in their lives. And it there's no doubt it connects in a way that is uncomfortable sometimes,
yeah,
and is also makes you feel like you are not alone. And it's very true to what's going on in that moment. I'll tell you, I mean, like our Degrassi that's about to air right now is... The heart is the same. The you know, the problems are the same, but the more things change, the more they stay the same.
That's interesting because the time is very different. Mm-hmm. And now there are all these venues for people to talk about. We're just having this conversation about mental health.
Right.
We talk a lot about depression. We talk a lot about bullying. Yeah. There are venues for kids to talk about those things. It didn't exist 30 years ago.
That's
but you
right.
say that it's still, the show still has that impact.
I, What I always try to relate to is, like, you know, if it was Degrassi Junior High, it would have been acid. And if it was the beginning of Degrassi, Next Generation, it was ecstasy. And now what it is prescription pills. And so the drugs change, but the problems remain the same. And right now we're dealing with a generation that is so involved in their social media, it really sort of revamps what being a teenager is all over again. And sometimes they need a place to hear it from an outside source, but what are we doing? Why are we doing what we're doing right now? Why are we feeling so alone, even though we're so connected?
That's Stefan Brogren, also known as Snake, probably be known as Snake for the rest of his life. He is starring in and directing Degrassi Next Class, which premieres tonight on the Family Channel at 9 p.m.